Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan in with your extended news at noon. On the phone with me is Judy Faree. Now, she is the owner of the Hotel Saxonburg. And we wanted to talk about the latest restrictions. You know, what is it like to be someone in her position, especially at the Hotel Saxonburg, a great, unique historical place? And so, Judy, thank you very much for being on the phone with me for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tracy.
Now, the first thing in my head is your jingle, because we play that on the air all the time. The Hotel Saxonburg. And that's all I can think of right now. So,
pardon. I love my jingle.
I love it, too. I love it. It's always stuck in my head. But first, let's talk about the nerve-wracking stuff, and then we're going to get into some of the history of your hotel and some great things that have come out of this. And so, the latest restrictions, I know we just have to take a breath and a sigh, but what's it mean to you? What has the past few days been like for you at the Hotel Saxonburg?
The past few days have been difficult. Not as difficult as it was in March. I think I'm starting to get, more accepting and maybe a little numb to the stress that it causes. I'm trying to look at it positively and trying to think ahead so that I'm ready to react when things happen, instead of reacting negatively, trying to figure out how I'm going to make this work. But the 25% occupancy indoors, it really hurts. They had us at 50%, but 25% for me indoors is 40 people, and I have to take the staff off the top of that. So you're talking 30 people. And it really is difficult to make ends meet. Luckily, we put in a large outdoor dining area, and as long as it doesn't rain, puts us in a pretty good position to still remain open and pretty busy.
How full can you get that outside location, out the patio there?
We're allowed to have 75% of our occupancy, which takes us to about 65 to 70 people. So that still keeps us going. People have been real understanding about making the reservation a little bit earlier or making it later, not hanging or at the table for 2 or 3 hours instead of, you know, an hour and a half to eat lunch. So that people, you know, their understanding has helped us a lot, too.
And that's easy to do, to hang around and want to chat, because, one, we're not really talking to each other as much as we want to in person, and then to sit at a great place like the Hotel Saxonburg, you just want to sit around and hang out for a little bit, and that's not necessarily what you all need in order to keep the money coming in to be able to keep up with what's happening. When you talk about outside, inside, what have you had to adjust? Do you take any tables out, or you just say this table's closed? What other precautions have you taken?
We had to move a lot of tables out just to get to 50%. The problem I have is I don't have anywhere to put them. So when they went to 25%, we took all the bar stools out, because you're not allowed to sit at the bar now at all. And then we have signs on the tables that say those tables can't be seated.
Let me ask you about the bar for a moment. I was in a conversation over the weekend. Of course, this was the topic of conversation. And we were talking about the liquor order restrictions, if you will, that you have to have a meal in order to get any kind of alcohol, that kind of line of thought. Can people even just order, like, a side, you know, an appetizer, and consider that a meal? I mean, are they that restrictive, or how are you handling that?
You can actually come in and sit at a table and order an appetizer, and that can be your meal.
Okay.
You cannot sit at the bar or stand at the bar or walk up to the bar at all. So if you want to just have a few drinks, you really can't do that. We have a great big group of people that come in regularly and eat dinner right at the bar. A lot of people like to do that. It's very casual,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Fun. They talk to each other. That's kind of taken away a lot from us. It's just the fun of it, you know. I do understand people standing too close to each other, having a few drinks, maybe you know, get a little loosened up and maybe you get a little closer, and I understand that part,
right,
of it.
And you may be answering my question. I was thinking, is that because of proximity issues? But it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you how this weekend was. As I'm talking to you, of course, we've started a new week since the restrictions have come into play again. And have you, did people come out to support? Did they stay away out of respect? Or what was this weekend like?
We were so busy. They really came out to support us.
Good.
People were calling ahead and making reservations more now than ever. Not a lot of people just walk in. If they do walk in and we have room, we're happy to seat them. A lot of times there's nowhere to wait until there is a table. So we have a outside area where they can sit and wait until there is a table. But we were really busy. We did. We also have been doing a little bit more catering. So we did an office luncheon for 25 people, and we actually did a small wedding for 24 people, and we did a rehearsal dinner for 20 people. So that really helps our sales and helps keep our staff working.
And Judy, I'm going to keep you on the phone for a little bit longer, but what's your phone number for people to call if they're hearing that people can call and do these things? Why don't we do that now, and we'll give your phone number again later, but what's your phone number for people to call?
Okay, our phone number is 724-352-4200.
And of course, you can call and see, Judy can help you out with your needs. You know, there are so many people with so many needs, and it's best just to call and ask.
We love to cater, too. Our chefs love to cater. It just takes them into a different thing that they do every day and into someone's home, and they're really good with it.
And, Judy, I like not to cook, so that's a great pairing.
Your chefs, when we do the office luncheons, too, we package everything individually. So you don't have the buffet-style format where you could be passing germs.
Well, yeah, describe that then. How have you wrapped in that new kind of style?
Yeah, they don't really want you doing like a buffet style unless the server is serving everything to everybody. We can either have a person there serving it to everybody, or we can package every meal individually. And that way you can still social distance and not be touching the utensils that the other people touch.
Interesting. Hotel Saxenburg, Judy Faree is with us, the owner of Hotel Saxenburg. You've been around for quite some time. I mean, that hotel has been there. Tell us about your history. You know the history a lot better than I do.
Yeah, the building itself was built in 1832. It's been continuously operating. We still rent rooms upstairs. I bought the hotel actually 10 years ago. This summer it will be 10 years, and renovated it and opened it back up, and we've been doing really well. It's a lot of fun for me.
What was your draw? Why did you think that was a great idea? What attracted you to the Hotel Saxenburg?
Well, I live nearby, and the Gentiles were friends of ours. My background is a degree in business, but working in restaurants and clubs all my life. And I manage Butler Country Club nearby. I just had a lot of background in that area, and I've always been fascinated and enjoyed the people aspect of the business.
So, Judy, ups and downs are, you're no stranger to those in this industry, but have you ever seen anything like this, what we've been going through?
I've never seen anything like this, and I never imagined anything. Even 2 days before they said we had to close, I couldn't believe that could actually happen. And to be here in July and it's still happening is just unreal.
And, you know, being in this industry for so long, you are the right person in the right position because you have the background and you know ups and downs. But with such unknown in front of you, how do you handle that? Is that one of the hardest parts of what you do?
The hardest part is not knowing what's going to happen. We get our orders maybe the day before or the night before. Last week we were told at 3:30 for something that would occur at midnight. I understand why it happens that way, and I don't have a better answer for it, but it just makes it very difficult. And to plan on, not be able to plan on what you're going to do because of the weather is making it very difficult.
Well, and that's another aspect of this, too, because I'm with you. I'm a planner. I like to know what the schedule is, like 2 or 3 days ahead of time. So even, I think all of us have gone through this upheaval that we don't know what's coming tomorrow or the next hour. And so I really understand exactly what you're saying. But yes, speak to the weather aspect, because folks, if you haven't been to the Hotel Saxenburg, you go in and there's a great dining room there, but you can also go sit out on the porch, as we've been talking about before. So Judy, what do you do with an unknown rainstorm or the weather? I mean, I know we all have maps and things on our phones, but still, how do you plan for that?
It's really difficult. So right now what we're doing is getting everybody's phone number when they make a reservation. We just keep watching the weather, and if it is going to rain, we have to call people and cancel or put in them inside as many as were allowed, and then cancel or move the others to different times. Now, last weekend we got really lucky, and we didn't need to do that. I'm not sure this week we're going to be so lucky, but, you know, we're just going to take it day to day and see, and hopefully people that can't come in because of the rain will still do takeout.
A lot of us want rain. A lot of us don't want rain,
you know, right,
for different reasons. Absolutely.
That's Tracy, our chefs, Alan Green and Dan Mitchell, they've been keeping me strong through this. They have so much experience and expertise on how to take care of food. If they over, you know, extend themselves because of the weather, they are able to freeze it, save it. You know, they understand all that. They're experienced, and they're just fantastic.
And isn't that an important part of being an owner or a manager or a leader, is that you have the right people around you?
It's everything. I trust them. They work so hard. All through the shutdown when we just could do takeout, they were so strong. They were here every day, 10 hours a day, just to keep the labor costs down. And they just knew exactly what mode to go into. I could not have done it without them. I can't do this without them.
Judy Faree with Hotel Saxonburg. I want to touch on a point before I do let you go. I know we have a few minutes left with you, Judy. Something that has been an excellent, a heartwarming, uplifting point out of all of this for Hotel Saxonburg has been something that's come out of your family meal deal. And before we explain what that uplifting moment is, explain what the family meal deal is.
The family meal deal we started in March, and it's $50 for a family of four meal. It includes the salad, the entree, the side dish, the dessert.
And can we still get that? I mean, that's still in effect, and we can order that?
You can.
And so are folks coming in to get that, or are you delivering that?
They come in to get it.
Okay, okay. And do we have to schedule a time? How do we do that? If I have a family of four, will you give me the estimated time that it'll be finished, or do I say, hey, I want to come in at 2?
You call up and order it, and then you tell us what time you want to pick it up, and we'll have it ready for you. You can either come in and pick it up now, or we run it out to the parking lot. Back then, we were running it out to the parking lot.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, whatever's easier for you, that's why I ask. You know, I mean, if it's easier for your chefs, you know, so whatever's good. And you know what? Let's pop in the phone number now in case people want to order this. And then I want to talk about the great, great moment that's come out of this. But what's your phone number again?
724-352-4200.
So, folks, you can call that number to the Hotel Saxonburg if you'd like this family meal deal. Now, Judy, you told me before we began about this great point that has come out of this family meal deal, and I want you to explain how families in need are benefiting off of this family meal deal.
Well, I had a friend that called. He lives an hour away, and he wanted to support the restaurant, so he ordered a family meal deal. But he asked me to deliver it to a family in need in Saxonburg. So I did that, and I was so touched by it. We posted it on our Facebook page, and suddenly people were calling to do the same thing. It was almost like a pay-it-forward thing. But since March, we've sold over 220 family meal deals. That's 880 meals.
Wow.
And then in addition to that, we started a list through the borough and our mayor of people in need and people that needed the meals. We make sure they get to the right people. But our police chief, Joe Beecham, a great community guy and works so hard for us, he, out of just his thoughts that we needed someone to help deliver it, called and asked if he could please deliver them himself. So he comes up to the door when we have the meals ready, and he delivers them to our people in need in the community. And our mayor, Bill Gillespie, has come up with people in need. So he has the names and addresses, and they call ahead and make sure the people are home to receive the meals. And then Chief Joe Beecham takes the meals around and lets people know that he's here for them and that we're all concerned. And he's just a great guy.
Well, Saxonburg is such a great area. The people are wonderful to each other, and they support their town, and they support each other. And for you to say that the police chief of Saxonburg decided, hey, let me deliver, I think is just a fabulous thing. Mayor Gillespie, a great guy there as well. And trying to be involved in this, I just talk about the Saxonburg community, if you will, for a moment, because all of that is just, it just makes you want to do it yourself in your own community.
I just can't even believe how kind, and I hear stories about people at restaurants, and you see things on Facebook, you know, terrible customers, but I haven't seen that at all. The people come in, and they're so kind to the staff. They have an understanding of what they're going through and how difficult it is and has been, and they just seem to be extra nice to our staff and understanding, and it's just been amazing how supportive they've been, because if they don't need or want the restaurant in time in town, this is a time to not support it. And they obviously want us here, and we can feel that because they're supporting us. So.
And I'm wondering how many people, not only in Saxonburg, but every town that they're in, have had a reality check recently of exactly your point you just made. You know, if we don't support this, it could possibly go away, and it's been a part of our town for so long.
Right. It could go away that quickly.
Yeah. So this is the time to support Hotel Saxonburg on the phone with us. And Judy, back to those families that we're benefiting or are still and can benefit off of the family meal deal. If folks want to participate, that they can.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. And have you heard back from any of the families? Have you
been in? I have a bulletin board filled with cards.
Really? Talk about that, if you would. Yeah.
It just, it touches my heart. It just, we get cards from senior citizens that we've delivered to, or people that can't leave their home, people that are sick, or maybe their children work in a hospital and their kids can't come visit them, and they just feel hopeful that people didn't forget them, and the notes and the cards are just incredible. I've had 3 or 4 people call and donate $500 toward the program, and I've had senior citizens in their 80s or 90s that can't leave their home send in $10. That's what they can afford, and it just means as much, you know. It's just really heartwarming.
So let me clarify this. You started the family meal deal to feed families. That has spurred into a generous giving to families in need, but you were all just taking that out of your funds that you would garner. But there's an element to this that if people want to donate money to the program, they can do that as well.
They can. They can say that it's for the family meal deal for people in need, and if they want to give 10, then we wait until we get enough to, you know, maybe
feed
5 different people
sure,
will give
sure.
10, and that will feed 4 people.
So what's the best way to give here? Do you have an online giving element to this, or, again,
we
just
do
calling
not have
you?
That. They can call us or mail a check. They can call with a credit card or mail a check to us or just stop in. Some people will even designate which person they want it to go to.
Ah, okay. Good idea.
So we're pretty flexible. We're just thrilled to be doing it.
Not that I wish any of this on anybody at all, but good things can come out of bad situations.
Definitely.
It's something that you have experienced and you are doing, and just hats off to you in that. And why don't we do your information one more time now, your phone number, and if people need the address to mail a check. Again, if you want to mail a check to the family meal deal, families in need, do that. Hotel Saxonburg in Saxonburg is doing this. Go ahead, Judy, with that information.
Okay. Our phone number is 724-352-4200. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 236, Saxonburg, 16056.
Okay, Judy, before I let you go, because you're on the phone with me, what's your biggest seller right now?
Crab cakes.
Is it the crab cakes? How about your biscuit?
And the lobster biscuit.
That's it. That's my
favorite.
The
Pittsburgh salad is a real close second place, though.
Yeah. I mean, that lobster biscuit, I mean, again, in conversation with many people around here that say, you know, well, you know, you need seafood from the ocean, you know, nearby, and that's when it's fresh. I'm telling you, when you go get your lobster bisque, it tastes like you're right on the beach. It is so fresh.
Thank you so much. Chef Al's lobster bisque is the best. We have people coming in from the Northeast and Boston saying ours is better than theirs, and it really makes us feel good.
You're like, oh, yeah. Well, Judy, before I do let you go, any final thoughts that you want to share with us, whether it be about Hotel Saxonburg or the community of Saxonburg or just what we've been going through lately?
Just I think if everybody stays strong and hangs in there, we're going to get through this. And if you're ever in Saxonburg, not just my restaurant, there's a lot of little other places around on Main Street that could use some support. And the little shops are really a lot of fun to walk through.
Yeah, you go to Hotel Saxonburg, get your food, and go like to the coffee shop and batch and take something home with you. The wine store is behind there, too. So
definitely.
Yeah, definitely a great, great town. All right, Judy, thank you so much. Judy Faree with Hotel Saxonburg.
Thanks, Tracy.